stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mary and I get back to the show with all of you, we won't be road tripping, as RJ just discussed last segment, but it is time for Destination Spotlight number 94, and we're headed to Atlantic City, New Jersey. Located in our third state that was admitted to the Union in 1787, America's playground, or Monopoly City as it's known in the Garden State, well, that's our focus today, and we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
And this Father's Day weekend, you're going to save 15% off site-wide at TravelPro.com, which means savings on your new luggage for a summer road trip, or maybe you're back on the move for business, or you have a special vacation coming up. Robert and I travel with the Platinum Elite Collection. Rudy prefers the Max Light Series, and one of the most important items to help you ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
You know, we've been traveling with this luggage, folks, for 20 years or more, and Travel Pro Luggage, well, they're the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get the special 15% off for Father's Day at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
When you think of summer, certainly beaches and boardwalks go hand in hand, and you're going to find them both and a lot more in Atlantic City. Joining us now on the show hotline to discuss his city is Larry Sieg, CEO of Meet AC and the Atlantic City Sports Commission.
Larry, nice to have you aboard with us today. Thanks for joining Mary and me for the Destination Spotlight on Atlantic City.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, nice to have you with us this morning. All right, since the show is heard across the USA on 485-some-odd radio stations, I'm sure many people listening, they already have a preconceived, you know, opinion about Atlantic City, what they think it is or what it isn't. So certainly many people may associate your city with the casinos. It's a lot more than that. I'd like you really to share with America what makes Atlantic City vibrant today and worthy of their travel dollars.
Well, I think one of the things, yes, we are known, you know, for our casinos, and we are the second largest gaming destination in the country, but we're the only gaming destination that sits on a beautiful beach and a beautiful Atlantic Ocean.
Well, that certainly is that certainly adds to the vibrancy.
Actually,
of it.
It completely does. It paints a very good picture of the area.
It changes the dynamic.
It completely does. Larry, coming up in our second hour of the show today, we're going to feature the new Harriet Tubman Museum in Cape May, and that's just about 45 minutes south of Atlantic City. I'm curious if you find that visitors coming to the Atlantic City area base themselves there because of all that you offer, but also they can really extend their trip and venture out to other areas, or like you mentioned, the beaches or even down to Cape May.
Absolutely. You know, we work very closely with our partners in the region, from Cape May to Wildwood to Long Beach Island. We work with partners all the time. So, and it's true on the other side, they will come to Atlantic City and sort of be their hub, and then they'll go do other regional things, or vice versa. They might be, you know, vacationing for a week in Cape May, and they take an overnight and come to Atlantic City and enjoy the, you know, the entertainment and the gaming and the dining and the shopping, and then, you know, head back down to Cape May. So we do a lot of partnering with our region.
So, you know, I think, right, when I think of Atlantic City, Steel Pier immediately comes to mind for, you know, it's an attraction that visitors have to come enjoy. You've got a popular aquarium there as well. But we've talked a little bit about maybe couples and others that are coming. But if we think about families for a minute, you know, there's a place there that I can recall, Storybook Land, I believe it is. You know, it's a fun amusement park. It's built entirely around children's literature. Can you talk a little bit about that at all?
Sure. It's about 8 miles west of Atlantic City. It's been there for many, many, many years. It's a very, very popular family attraction, as you said, based around fairy tales and storybooks. And I urge anybody that has small children to make sure that is a must during their stay in Atlantic City.
It's something different.
And on that note, would you recommend Atlantic City for families?
Absolutely. Just to briefly just give you a couple updates as to what's going on. We just opened North Beach Mini Golf, which is now a new miniature golf course right on the boardwalk in the inlet area of the city. The Showboat Hotel, as you know, it used to be a former casino. It's now just a hotel. They actually opened the largest indoor arcade on the East Coast. They just opened the largest indoor go-kart track in the country 2 weeks ago. They're building a $100 million indoor-outdoor water park that will be open by Memorial Day of 2023. So we're seeing a lot of family attractions in the new development that's going on. We're doing it. There's about $60 billion in development going on right now in the city.
Well, that's why I go back to earlier when I asked you about the vibrancy, because some people may think they may have preconceived notions. So, you know, obviously, if folks didn't know this, the Atlantic City International Airport is right there to fly into. You can certainly do Philly. You can do Newark. But, you know, looking at the clock right now, I'm going to ask you the last question. It's something that we like to ask everyone. everybody when we have them on the Destination Spotlight. So I want you to share maybe something surprising, maybe it's an interesting fact about Atlantic City that you think is going to entice our listeners and have give them that aha moment to come experience the area.
Well, I think first and foremost is we have the world's very first boardwalk and promenade. So that's one thing that I think a lot of people are unaware of. Also, historic Boardwalk Hall, which was built in 1929, was the training ground for our troops during World War II. It's the only building that they've ever been able to fly a helicopter through. There's historical tours that take place. I just think that a lot of people don't realize the rich history that Atlantic City has to offer and what role it played in shaping our country.
Well, Larry, we've just done hopefully a little bit of educating them, and that is why it's known as America's Playground for sure. So, folks, if you want more information, very easy, just go to meetac.com, meetac.com. Larry, have a great weekend. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time today.
Thank you, and you as well.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Mary, Atlantic City, New Jersey. There we are. That is number 94 in the series. We just keep building them up. Soon we will hit 100 in this. Folks, you can find them all on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That's a wrap for Hour 1 of the program this week. We're going to be answering some of your emails coming up in Hour 2. Also, after these messages, we'll all be back to kick off Hour 2 with the NCF. And we're going to get back to talking more of everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Thanks for being part of our big broadcast today, everyone. Stick around as we'll be back in just a few minutes, or you can catch us anytime through our live stream or the archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.